This is Gertrude DeWitt. In this session, we're going to clear limiting beliefs, programming, and imprints, and replace them by downloading new positive and empowering energy. So you can just listen and be aware of any physical, mental, or emotional reactions during the process. So sit down or lay down comfortably, and if it's safe for you to do so, you can close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in, and on the exhale, release any stress, worry, or tension. Another deep inhale, and letting go of all negativity on the exhale. Let it release into the earth where it will be recycled in the highest and best. Ground yourself and connect to the core of planet Earth, to Gaia, connecting with that loving, supporting, restorative yin energy. Take another deep breath in and imagine drawing up that beautiful supporting energy of Mother Earth up into your legs, your hips, all the way to your heart, your big, beautiful heart. And now you're going to imagine yourself in a beautiful ball of light just above your head. Notice what color it is. And now you're going to imagine it rising up into the sky. It's going to go up higher and higher, faster and faster. And you watch it rise past the clouds, the stars, and our solar system. Just keep going up, 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 past the galaxy. And go beyond the universe. And you'll come to layers of light. Bright lights, darker lights, bright lights. Just keep going, up, up, up. Pass through all the layers in your bubble. You'll then pass through a layer of pure golden light, the realm of the ascended masters, like Buddha, Jesus, Krishna. And then you come to a layer with all the colors of the rainbow. This is the laws of the universe. Just keep going up, up, up. You'll come to a pink mist, the law of compassion. Let it surround you in your bubble, as it'll take you straight up into the pearly iridescent white light that is divine source energy, pure consciousness. It's brighter than the sun, but it doesn't hurt your eyes. You'll see a window or door, go through that, and you'll find yourself surrounded by the energy of the bright white light. And you'll feel your bubble dissolving as you become one with source energy. You might find that your mind slows down. You may feel a sense of peace. And feel that bright white light coming through the crown of your head into every cell of your body, dissolving any tension, any discomfort. This is pure source energy. Source of all that is, I command that the program of self-criticism and all its connected themes and issues be pulled, cancelled, resolved on the history level and released on all other levels and sent to source light, creator's light, and be replaced with self-love, self-compassion, trust, inner peace, ease, and feeling worthy. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Show us. And now witness as this old programming is being replaced by the new one. Now I'm going to ask Source to release any outdated thinking, whatever you're ready to leave behind. You can lift this from your brain, your cells, your DNA, any old systems that no longer serve you, any thought patterns, certain way of doing things, or that things have to be a certain way. Can we release that? And you can say yes to the questions, so it'll be cleared for you by Source. Some of you are held back by your own thinking. So let's ask any ways of limiting thinking to be released now and to be upgraded with new software. The thinking that brings in openness, new possibilities, new confidence, new strength, a new sense of your own capability. The gifts that are already inside of you. And they may need awakening or nurturing, but they're already there as seeds, waiting to grow and flourish. So would you like Source to release any fears about change? So just say yes out loud to the questions if you'd like to receive that. And can Source teach you that you're safe, protected, and loved in change? And some of you may have a fear of making the wrong decisions, if it'll work. So let's release any fear that paralyzes you right now about wondering what to do next. That you don't need to have all the answers. Let's release that now. And let's release the resentment and anger for all ways and times your inner critic has controlled your life. The things you haven't been able to do, missed out on, because your self-criticism, your self-judgment got in the way. And for the way it has limited you, caused indecision, procrastination, backing out, avoiding things, hiding, feeling like a failure. Can I ask for all that to be released now? And can we release the belief, it is impossible for me to let go of my self-judgment? And all the ways other people's stories have become your story. This may be your mother's story, your father's story, society's story, teachers or friends. So can we release you from having to carry other people's stories about having to be perfect and not being enough or valuable? And let's replace that with the belief that I'm worthy, I'm enough, and I'm valuable no matter what I say or do. And let's release any fear that if you put yourself out there, you won't be enough, that you won't be good enough. Let's ask Source for support in handling your fear and connect you into your value. And download the belief, I am enough, I am good enough. And let's release the old patterns of struggle, the belief that you'll always struggle. And let's cut the cords with your family's pattern of struggle, all the struggle and hardship in your lineage. And can we release the idea that you're greedy or selfish for wanting a better life? Can we release the guilt and shame for wanting more? Let's also release any resentment towards people, all the things that didn't go right in your life, the people that let you down, betrayed you, deceived you, cheated you in some way, disappointed you. And we're going to ask Source to send love to them, to send compassion and forgiveness. So can we release the resentment, the heartache, the bitterness, and any other negative emotion? So just say yes if you'd like that. And we're also going to send love to your heart that got hurt. Send compassion and forgiveness. And let's release any energy of being a victim. The energy that might be inside you from these experiences. Let's ask Source to transform that into creative energy so you can create meaning from these experiences. And that you can create growth, create forgiveness, and you can create freedom for yourself. So you can create freedom from these experiences and all attached emotions. And let's replace it with taking back your own power. So can we teach you that you can free yourself from these experiences? Because you may feel trapped by these experiences or by a particular person, or feel trapped by your inner critic. So I'm going to ask Source to release all that now and to allow you to see a higher perspective. You've been using this as a distraction from moving forward in what you really need to be doing. So can we release the pattern of using drama or being victimized as a distraction? And can we release the pattern of using resentment and anger as a distraction? Can we release all the regrets, rejections, and resentments? And let's release you from having to fix yourself. If you don't feel good enough, not valuable, then the logical conclusion is that you need to fix yourself. And maybe you're going from therapist to therapist, from healer to healer, modality to modality. So let's release the need for that. Okay, so we're going to return your independence to you. Some of you lost your independence, your sovereignty, blaming outside people, situations, circumstances, victimhood. So we're going to release the idea that your independence and your freedom is restricted. And bring Source's highest definition of independence, freedom, and sovereignty. Physical independence, mental independence, emotional independence, financial independence, creative independence, and spiritual independence. Returning to that ability to create to you completely. And what we're doing is letting go of darker, heavier energies and bringing in a lightness and a wisdom when you look back so that you can really see it from your soul's perspective divinely aligned and in divine timing. And for some of you, the concept of time may be a trigger. So can we release the belief, I'm late, I'm behind, I should have done more, I should have done differently, I should be further ahead, quicker, I'm slow. All the coulda, woulda, shouldas. Let's release all of those beliefs and your disconnect from your soul's journey, from time. Bringing you into the present moment more powerfully and more powerfully and even more powerfully. And let's teach you that it is safe to let go and to move on. And let's download permission to change. Okay, so we're going to bring in some more compassion now. So feel this warm light energy of compassion coming in. And if you have an ascended master or a spirit guide or a being that really represents compassion for you, you can call them in right now. Call in that energy. I love calling in Kuan Yin, the ascended master for compassion. So feel that compassion growing in your heart. Feel the emotion settling. All right. And so we're going to download self-forgiveness for all your mistakes, all the things you did, the things you didn't do, for all the things you said or didn't say. To really allow yourself to forgive yourself, because we're all imperfect human beings. We're perfect spiritual beings having an imperfect human experience, which includes permission to fail, to make mistakes, to fall off the wagon, to act like an idiot. So let's download the permission to be human and to receive the entirety of this experience, all of its many, many colors. So can Source teach you how to be committed to yourself for creating a new how to show up story? Releasing all of the, that will never work for me. Saying that it's for others, not for me. And can we release the feeling of, I've tried before, I've tried everything, and I failed. Just release this energy of failure from your energy field. And let's replace it with a belief, I may success, moving through life with ease and confidence. And let's witness what it feels like to be in that expansion and to be having a ripple effect on everybody around you through your own growth. As you grow and expand, you can help and inspire others to do the same. So, Source of all that is, it is commanded to instill the feeling of expansion into us through every cell of our body, on all four belief levels, and in every area of our lives, in the highest and best way. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Show us. So let's end this session by asking Source to fill you up with love and light. The source of all that is, it is commanded to cleanse your body, chakras, and energy field, and to release anything that's left and is ready to be let go of right now, and to fill every cell, every molecule and atom of your body with light and pure unconditional love. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. And so it is. And now witness this process happening. And so now put yourself back into that ball of light and come all the way down, down through the white light, through the rainbow layers, down through the golden layer, down through the layers of light, and keep coming down all the way to earth. And breathe in these amazing, powerful new shifts, this amazing energy, these new beliefs. And breathe them in all the way through your body into the earth to manifest the changes in your life, in your inner world and your outer world. And then take a nice full breath in, breathing earth energy up into your feet, your legs, into your whole body, grounding yourself to Mother Earth. And when you're ready and when it feels complete, you could come back and gently open your eyes.